15. The Azerati Lock, Desert World. The adept here is Banjani, guardian of the holy book at the Fakiti Monastery Temple of Golden Wisdom in the Gobi Desert. The section here is only an introduction to the Sharat Gaihari. Chelas are usually taken here to begin their study of the holy works in the dream state. The Margatma is the Godman, the ancient one who reincarnates again and again in the world of matter. He comes in every age, every lifetime, to gather up those who have failed to accept him in the past, all who have surrendered to him in any particular life and accept him as the living Vardhan Master, work out all karma before their translation from the body. The Margatma is the father of all who have studied with him in the past. During each incarnation he takes on another, 79, body and personality. Those who have followed him in the past and have reincarnated again will always find the Margatma. They will come to learn that all who follow the path of Vardhan are the chosen people of God. The Margatma is the avatar of his time. He is concerned only with the spiritual development of all souls. He takes care of karma and helps to resolve it for those who come under his guidance on the path of Vardhan. He also takes care of the karmic pattern of the human race, and all life within this universe upon whatever planet it may be, and also the life that exists on the other planes within the God worlds. He does all this individually and collectively. He uplifts all souls no matter what plane they may be upon. He is in all places at the same time because he is spirit, the Vardhan. By this very reason he is able to be with all who follow the path of the holy science of Vardhan. He has nothing to do with psychic phenomena, nor will he perform miracles merely because someone requests that he do so. He appears to those in danger to warn them and will take care of all the chelas of Vardhan. There is only one to whom the Margatma bows in humble submission. This is the Supreme Lord, the Hari. Its sovereign will is the only law the Margatma recognizes, and the universal law of all laws, love. While living on earth in the human form though, he will break no law of man, but supports all good governments. His life and works are universal. He does not belong to any race or time, but to all nations and all times. Correctly, he is a citizen of the macrocosmic worlds, a being which has entered this world to bring the light to all peoples. The Margatma is generally a family man. He is never an ascetic, nor does he ever encourage austerities. He will advocate keeping the body healthy, as it is his duty to serve the world. The Margatma, the living Vardhan Master, lives in the world although he is not of it. He has come to help all those who desire it, and enters the stream of humanity to give this help. Yet he himself stands aloof from the waves of human passions. He has attained all virtues. He believes in the highest degree of strength, spiritual strength which cannot be separated from the moral qualities of mankind. This strength is the 80-80 strength of love. He is stronger than any man in intellect or spirit, for he has unlimited power, and yet this strength is combined with the noble virtues of the humble and gentle. All people find in him inspiration for the development of noble character. In the realm of religion, the Margatma is a paradox. He has no theology. He teaches none, yet he is the greatest religious leader on earth. The system of Vardhan, which he teaches, is not a religion, although it leads to the most complete and enlightening religious experience. He is universal in all the teachings of Vardhan. Not having a creed like religion, he never deliberately antagonizes any creed, sect, or religious institution. He never finds fault with anyone or anything, but draws the line sharply between God and Kal. To correct errors in the chelas, the Margatma often points out the opposite virtues, frequently in examples. The Margatma is omnipresent, all-pervading, except in his physical limitations. Spiritually he has no limitation, but the body is not the Margatma. It is only a covering of one of his instruments. He can leave the body and work on any of the spiritual planes at his own volition. He has no limitations, being one with the Hari. All the living Vardhan masters have taught, I and the Hari are one. In the process of the development of the Margatma, all living Vardhan masters, in their days on earth, wore the mantle of the Margatma and expanded their god-like qualities in common with all men. The living Vardhan master is, therefore, the divine man, a real son of God. Yet every man has in him the latent possibilities for the same expansion to mastership. He only requires the living Vardhan master to help develop it. When the master gains Margatmaship, he attains conscious oneness with the Hari. This is the distinguishing quality of the Vardhan master. He knows his relationship with the Hari, and is able to consciously exercise his powers as a son of God. He is literally part of the all-embracing Vardhan, partaking of its qualities, and is the chief instrument which the Supreme Being uses in its universes. It gives its boundless love to all mankind through the Margatma. A vital difference exists between the Margatma and a Daiti-1, parted master. The Gila cannot follow a master who has left this plane and gone into the other worlds. The departed one cannot initiate anyone on the spiritual path. He has nothing now to do with the earth world. Neither can anyone follow two or more masters at the same time. Here one is following only principles in the light of the universal cause, but not the living Vardhan master. No child can get nourishment from a deceased mother, nor a sick man from a departed doctor. The masters of the past ages have left this field of action, and so their work here is finished. Neither does one follow a book because it is said to be truth. No man can get truth out of a book. It must come out of himself. Therefore, all who wish the truth of Vardhan must follow the Margatma, the living Vardhan master. The Hari cannot instruct or give man the needed help on the upward path without the Margatma in human form to act as his instrument and spokesman. The greatest stumbling block for man is that he cannot see all God's manifestations. Those who cling to a master who has been translated from this earth world are in error. He is not dead, but he has left the field of action in this region of matter. He is no longer in touch with humanity, his work is elsewhere. The discipleship of the Gila must change to the successor. Men must recognize that feelings provide no proof in religious matters. The Margatma will try to teach the Gila to discount feelings as proofs of religious dogma. Only the living Vardhan master can offer the Gila a definite method by which he can prove all things for himself. There is one way to know the living Vardhan master is authentic. That is to see him on some higher plane where assumption is impossible. If the Margatma is seen in his radiant form, the Gila knows this is the true master of Vardhanka. It is only when the Gila is ready that he will see the Margatma in the radiant form. Whenever the Gila finds the living Vardhan master, he should follow him with unwavering faith and determination and accept him wholeheartedly. If the Gila runs up against karma and burdens, he must hold a steady hand on himself and wait while these are being worked out by the Vardhan master. Hold all and wait. The questions that are in one's mind will be worked out eventually without a word from the master. 82, Dur. The light becomes stronger and the darkness vanishes in the reorganization of the inner man and his thinking processes and habits. Do not make the mistake of trying to fit the teachings of Vardhan into the old ways of thinking. Drop all and start over again. It is not possible to enter into the kingdom of heaven except through the teachings of Vardhanka. The path lies with the Margatma, and all who come to him will have salvation and liberation from worldly affairs. Unless soul does this and follows the path of Vardhan with loving obedience, it is impossible for it to enter into the ocean of love and mercy and become a co-worker with God. Each soul that becomes a Gila of a living Margatma starts working out its karma for permanent entry into the kingdom of heaven. If it is initiated, this is ensured, for all karma will be resolved and the lords of karma will never again bother him at the end of his earthly existence. When he enters into the next world, should it be on one of the lower planes by the will of the Margatma, he must work off his karma on that plane. Should it be on the astral plane, he must stay for a period until his astral karma is worked off. This is true of every plane below the Atma region. However, the Vardhan initiate of the second circle will rise above any of these lower worlds upon the decease of the physical vehicle. He will enter into the Atma world at once, escorted by the living Margatma. However, if any soul who is a Gila or initiate leaves the path of Vardhan for another way to the heavenly worlds during any particular embodiment on earth, he must expect his karma to be extended. His karmic burden increases as he gathers more, going through incarnation after incarnation searching blindly for what he has given up. not knowing, not seeing that the Kalnaranjan has blinded his eyes to the glory of the heavenly worlds. He cannot leave the path of Vardhan expecting to find salvation and liberation in the Prithvilok, earth world. No one but the living Margatma can take him out of this plane of matter. He will again someday meet with the living Vardhan master, when ready, and enter permanently into the kingdom of heaven. Woe be to him who tries to travel another path of religious, 83, doctrine or spiritual works while at the same time a killer of a living Vardhan master. He will suffer the penalties of his folly and not know what has created his adversities. If he becomes an initiate in Vardhankar, there shall be no wavering from the path unless he wishes an adverse life and falling into disgrace. If he accepts titles, rewards and so-called benefits from others who are not on the path of Vardhan, there will also be the same adversities of life. He must have that burning faith in the Vardhan in order to find the liberation of soul. He must never allow anything to disturb this and take him away from the path. If he should try to enhance and advance a teaching of the lower order, or another order at the same time he is following the path of Vardhan, there will be little spiritual unfoldment for him. The Vardhanist recognizes no other religion, although such exists in this physical world. Nor does he recognize any metaphysical teaching, occultism, or any world theological faiths, creeds and cults, all of which claim to be the way to God. The Vardhanist, however, does not condemn any of these because they are, in a sense, all under Vardhan as each has its origin in the Vardhan. These are only the chelas of the living Vardhan master who have strayed from the path and established a faith of their own. It is like the shadow of truth. Whoever wants the shadow instead of the light is foolish. Man will take to religion, even if he has to invent one. The weak need the support, and although it is an illusionary product in the spirit matter worlds, it shall not be taken from man. Every man must seek the path of Vardhan for himself, and walk upon it for himself. A spiritual darkness will brood over the world and all men who walk upon the surface of the earth will be sick from it. Except for the Satya Yuga, Golden Age, there is a physical and moral deterioration of man in all other yugas. Moral corruption eats into the vitals of the human race and none but those who follow the path of Vardhan are immune to it. Practically every man, except the Vardhanist, is lost in the dense forests of morality because each is blind. He suffers from spiritual amnesia for there is no memory nor recollection of his true home. In addition to this mental and spiritual plight, many suffer from physical illness, heartbreak, and are otherwise worn, 84, and weary. They fumble and stumble not knowing where to find the living Vardhan master. They pray to their God but there is little answer. Each is looking for miracles that can happen, provided they recognize the Master is waiting for each and all. The entire human race is but an aggregation of driven slaves from childhood to old age while cares and anxieties multiply. They wait only for death, and this death is the doorway into the kingdom of heaven. The human race is told by the priests and religious fanatics that death is the mystery. But for the Vardhanist there is no mystery in the phenomena of death, for he practices dying daily and visiting the heavenly worlds. When the time comes for this phenomena to take place in the Pinda world, it is found that he can leave the body under his own volition. The Vardhan initiate is dead in the physical body, but always alive in the Atmasarup. Thus each man needs to know himself as soul, living in the body of the Vardhan, spirit. He must realize that he is not the physical vehicle, that it is only an outer garment used for protection against the coarse vibrations of the lower worlds. The Kila is never converted in Vardhan. Conversion is not a part of the works of Vardhankar. He is transformed and transmuted instead to the body of Vardhan. He repents of karma, that is, gives up the Kal and accepts the Margatma as his spiritual guide. This is the Vardhan side and there is always the factor of total surrender of a human consciousness to the Margatma. This is not an emotional, astral, experience. Any man who makes claims that he is a master, adept, or a savior of the human race and still speaks of being an incarnation of a past life is false in his claims. Only the Vardhan master can truly say that he is the Ancient One, the incarnation of the Vardhan, spirit, and the Margatma consciousness. No others can make this claim. The Keeler must learn that cleanliness of the mind and body is a necessity in the works of Vardhan. He must take care of his body, keep it clean at all times, see that his hair and his face are properly trimmed, and that it is free of odors. He must keep his mind free from the pollution of worldly affairs, such as lust, anger, greed, attachment to worldly desires, 85, and vanity. These are the five passions of the mind. But he cannot allow them to infest his mind, for they will in turn infest the body. The laws and rules for the Vardhan Keela are simple. These are to give harmony, purity and perfection of soul. This constitutes heaven while in the physical vehicle. One can discern this heavenly state in the proportion that he relinquishes the false concepts of the limited, mortal consciousness of man. He must yield himself, the inner self, to the one divine Vardhan. Peace and well-being then enters into his human experience of life. He who enters into the works of Vardhanka becomes an acolyte. He is put under the spiritual discipline of Vardhan, prior to his true induction into the invisible order. He is a probationer who must prove his work before entering into the true works of Vardhanka. He must practice the disciplines of Vardhan. The first is to have cleanliness of mind, that no words which would pollute the air enter into his mind. He shall look upon all men as creatures of God, and this only, for they, like himself, are temples who shall eventually become co-workers with God. He must, in mind, fast continuously from all cow thoughts which could infect his mental state and consciousness. Through this he learns the powerful awareness of the presence of the living Vardhan Master, who is with him constantly. He learns not to be deceived or dismayed by the conflicting world around him. He knows that all universes, regardless of whether or not they are under the rulership of the Kalmanjan, are really worlds of perfection, harmony and good. He learns that patience is the greatest discipline of all the spiritual works of Vardhan. By patience he can endure life, hardships, karmic burdens, the slanders of men and the pricks of pain and disease. He keeps his mind steadfastly upon the light of God, never swerving, never letting up on his attention to the goal of God realization. He comes to know humility and chastity in his life on earth, and that all his responsibility belongs to God, not to anyone nor anything within this physical realm. His loved ones, family and relatives are the images of God, mirrored in this worldly life, an embodiment to serve the Hari, the Supreme Deity. 86. He soon learns that humility is opposite to Karni, the ego. He will not let this false concept of his worth to the Master and to the Hari stand in his way to reach the heavenly states. He knows that vanity is only a trap of Kal Niranjan, and that he will become a fool if he lets himself be enslaved by Kal. He will come to discriminate between all things, that there is no good nor evil, no beauty nor ugliness, and there is no sin. That all these are concepts of the mind, the dual forces in the matter worlds. Once he recognizes and understands this, he will then be free of all the Kal traps. He will be ready to enter into the kingdom of God, the ocean of love and mercy. He will be the Vardhan, of itself. 87, Chapter 6. The Living Vardhan Master. The Living Vardhan Master is always higher on the spiritual scale of God than any saints of the worldly religions. Since the majority of these masters have been the Living Vardhan Master of their respective sojourn in this world, it means that each in his time was the direct manifestation of God, the divine channel which God uses as its voice to speak to the worlds within itself. Hence, the living Vardhan masters are each omniscient, omnipotent and omnipresent. Each who has served his respective time in the world of God, including the physical plane, is known as the Mahatma, the Vaiguru, the highest of all spiritual masters throughout the universes of the Hari. None are higher than the Mahatma, for he alone possesses the shining consciousness of the Hari. The saints of the various religions have never been placed in the same category. Therefore, they should never be considered in the same distinctive class as the living Vardhan masters. All that is said here is that those whose training has been in the traditional religious manner would possibly resist this statement of golden truth. Truth has never been told in the physical worlds. It has been hidden from the eyes and ears of the profane by those who wish to make slaves of the masses. It has only been a control factor in the managing of men to keep their attention riveted upon one particular religious object, This is the foundation of the religions of the world that claim to have truth. There is no basis for this consideration, and that is what it is, a consideration of the worst sort. Truth is no being's prerogative nor any religion's singular strength. Since everything in this physical universe is controlled by Carl Neuringen, the negative power, we have Noth, 88, ing that can say it represents the ultimate in the perfect sense, except Vardenkar. Since the Varden is the original, primitive source of all life, it is closer to truth than any religion, philosophy or church. Those who point fingers at Varden claiming that here are false teachings taught by false prophets are not aware that they are themselves misled by the Kal. None of these detractors are enlightened with truth. They can quote only from the sacred books of their representative religions, strictly stating their own interpretations. None have any further advancement than the astral worlds and usually the lower planes of this first region beyond the physical senses. Neither do they have any experience in the Varden life sound current. Few, if any, can do anything more than preach the message of Kal. They are the agents of the Kal, establishing the delusion that their purpose is to give out truth, but this truth is that of the negative power. Theirs is the message of the universal mind power. Kal agents promise life more abundantly in the name of their saviors. They give the impression that nothing is greater than their own words. This illusion is furthered by the fact that life somehow always manages to upset any faith they have in their gods. This brings about disappointment, frustrations and unhappiness. It never gives any glimpse of the true reality, nor does it bring enlightenment, or knowledge of survival of soul. Like the donkey with the carrot dangling before its nose to keep it moving, forever out of reach, the man who follows these Kal teachings goes through life with false hopes, for hope is all he has, and never faith. The living Varden master points out again and again that each man can have the joy of immortality if he follows the words of the Varden. No other religions or masters can give the complete truth except the living Varden master, who is the Mahatma, the resurrected spirit of God, the Varden, serving all souls in every universe of God. While he serves out his mission as the Mahatma, he has to do duty not only upon the earth and every planet, star and constellation in the material world, but in every plane within the universe of God's universe. Hence, he is the living, 89, Varden master and the Mahatma to every soul, regardless of where that entity may be living. Whether it be in hell or the ocean of love and mercy, the Mahatma is with it, as well as with all other souls. The soul only has to recognize this to understand and know this miracle of life. All others who claim they are the messengers, preachers, or the voice of God, do so for some materialistic motive. But the Mahatma has none. He serves God, he is the servant of God. He is the servant of the servants of the Lord because he has been selected and given the command. His life is so directed that even in the physical world he does not accept anything from life but always gives to those who seek him out. Yet, woe to those who take advantage of his generosity and his efforts to give. These are the false followers, the seekers of the material things of life, the parasites who attempt to feed upon the Varden which flows out of the Mahatma, the perfect instrument of God. Man is a partment to be this way and will oft seek out the Mahatma to pour out his woes and personal issues. He asks for everything, and in return for resolving his problems and for success or materialistic gains, he promises his faith, everlasting devotion, dedication, gratitude and his payment in monetary means. These are only insincere promises, for the Mahatma knows that when a solicitor has received his gift from God, via the living Varden master, he generally forgets in his joy to offer his gift. He honestly intends to fulfill his promise of payment, but the Kal activities stir within him and again his desire for physical well-being becomes greater than his longing for God. This longing is forgotten in his workaday life in the material world. He seeks love and comfort by every possible means, and those metaphysicians and doctors of the mind and soul who promise him a kingdom on earth are only false prophets. If they promise him rewards in heaven after life here on earth, this, too, is a series of false promises. The kingdom of the Varden is so far beyond this world that few, if any, recognize the life which they can have if only they would follow the path of the Varden truths. If the Magatma bestows gifts upon the solicitor, then he, 90, is the most fortunate of the fortunate, for it means that he basks in the favor of the living Vardhan Master, and seeks nothing further in life. He has met and found the true Vaiguru, and must now start his spiritual journey to God. All souls struggling to find their way to the true path of God, the way of Vardhankar, will eventually seek out the living Vardhan Master. Each will come to know that life itself is the elemental part of Vardhan, and it is only because of the will of the Hare that all souls have existence. All religions have had a beginning and an ending. Whenever the history of the human race is examined, it is found that many religions have existed on the physical planes, but few have lasted beyond 1,000 years. All world religions, therefore, are materialistic in nature and worship the wrong power, the wrong god. Unless religion has for its basic teaching the living Vardhan Master, the sound current and the light, it will not have longevity. Few, if any, religions have such elements in their teachings. It is the will of God that souls have existence. This is the doctrine of the Vardhan, the way of truth. No man comes to the Hare except through the Magatma. Life has no existence but for the love and mercy of God. Only soul can have life because it, God, has willed it to be. The man who solicits the gifts of God for health, monetary means and worldly love, only keeps the Vardhan from entering into him and healing all aspects of his life. To ask is never to receive, to question is to defeat one's own purpose with God, and to make promises which knowingly are false, is to annul one's advancement on the spiritual path. To ridicule, to scorn, to speak mockingly of the words of the Magatma, and not to have faith in him and the cause of Vardhan is to bring woes on the advocator of doubt. It brings his karmic progress to a halt, increases his incarnations in this world, and causes him to suffer untold hardships. The ignorant and the naive will never understand, nor shall they learn except by experiencing the slow death brought about by their own overt acts against the Magatma and the Vardhan. This is actually creating overt acts against the Hare. Self-assertion, self-righteousness, self-will, and self-seeking, 91, at the expense of the Vardhan, likewise, brings untold hardships of life for one who indulges in these things during his life in the spirito-materialistic worlds. Not only does this occur for him in the physical world, but upon every plane of existence. He who takes up such callistic virtues is never at peace with himself. But he shall become like a fine crystal globe. To ping just right would cause it to break into 1,000 pieces. No man should wish this upon himself but should seek God for itself, and never for any personal motivation. Religion speaks of peace after death for man. But this is only a lower world teaching. It is not true, but only a promise to keep man happy, a promise that he is going to be free of the trials and tribulations of this earthly life. But not until soul has gained the realization of the Hare shall he become peaceful and have harmony with all life. This is possible not only after death but while he is still living in the physical embodiment. The Gila keeps wondering when he will reach that moment of meeting with God. But it will never come, for, if he would realize it, he is already at that moment. Rather, he is at this focal point in eternity, for the Hare is always with him, in the form of the living Vardhan Master. The Gila is always in the present, for the present is always eternity. God is with him all the time as the living Vardhan Master, every moment of his life. Therefore, the Gila should recognize that if God is with him, then the living Vardhan Master is always the presence he experiences constantly. He should understand this and have it written upon his heart, for the Magatma is the vehicle God uses to reach every soul who will listen. This should be kept in mind constantly. Privacy is a necessity in the life of every Vardhan Master. He must have it or he cannot give the inner service to mankind as he should. But with the way men try to use him for their own means and motivation, he generally has little privacy and much less rest. The Gila must be dedicated to the Vardhan. Dedication is his greatest asset. He must give this dedication to the Magatma, the living Vardhan Master, because he is the only Mani, 92. Manifestation of God that can be recognized by those in the human state of consciousness. If the Gila is not possessed of this quality of dedication and loyalty to the path of Vardhan, his incarnations are lengthened in this world, and he shall not be able to enter into the next worlds at the end of his present life. The living Vardhan Master is not a therapist, as understood in the physical world, nor at any time does he pose as one. If the Keeler or the non-Keeler considers him as such, they are defeating their own purpose.